7:52 is our time. Our current temperature is at 24 degrees. It is the last Wednesday of the month. It sneaks up on you, especially here at the end of the year. And we say, finally, the last Wednesday of 2020. And then the last Thursday of 2020. And then no more 2020. And all our problems will go away, right, Jason Raby?
Yeah, I'm afraid not.
Oh, darn. Jason Raby, the city manager of Beloit, our guest today on Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. So, what are you guys working on here? Got the big party planned for tomorrow night? No partying.
Okay.
No partying. But what do you guys work on towards the end of the year and then as you turn the calendar into January at the city?
Yeah, I mean, there's probably all sorts of different things. A lot of times it just depends on what the weather does. Obviously, a lot of the crews can continue to work and get a lot of things done as the year wraps up. You know, with the recent storm, we transition, you know, our street department gets all the salt spreaders ready and get ready to do that, you know, with the different ice and snow and things coming on. And there's always a lot of maintenance and things to do. You know, on the administrative side, you know, we're still, you know, really this is kind of the planning, you know, trying to get projects off the ground time. You know, you don't want to really bid or try to make something happen when it's construction season, as I like to call it. You know, so this is the time where you're trying to set up meetings with people to get things lined up and to make sure you have all your ducks in a row to do a project in the spring or the summer. So, you know, what that's kind of been, it's kind of like we've talked along the way, you know, we're really looking hard at moving forward with that North Walnut Street area, you know, up, you know, from the football field up past the high school to the Highway 24. And obviously we're just kind of in the initial stages of that. So we'll be talking to some of the stakeholders along there, like the high school and the sheriff's department and the city and the people that live along there and making sure we stage that right. But it's one of those that, you know, that road had really fallen apart a couple of years ago. We did kind of a Band-Aid fix on it. It's helped, but it's just a temporary, it's just not going to hold forever. A lot of traffic on that road. So we'll kind of do a complete rebuild and it'll help fix some of the water issues up there and just, you know, be a nice, you know, I mean, that'll be, you know, nice for 40 to 60 years. You know what I mean? It just solves a big problem. So those are some of the types of things that we're doing right now, you know, to get that lined up and get that ready. You know, the water plant, like we've talked a long time, is that's really in the go phase. So, you know, that's where we're meeting with engineers to figure out exactly what we want and how we want it so they can get those bid documents ready, and meeting with landowners where the water pipeline's got to go. You know, this is a great time to do that. You know, a lot of these folks are farmers or at a time where they're a little bit slower, not a lot, but they have time to meet and to talk about that so we can get those things lined up so that's really what we're, you know, what's kind of going on in our world. But just like everybody, you know, it's tough for everybody. You know, we're taking time off for Christmas or New Year's, and everybody's not as gung-ho to meet, but those are some of the things that we're working on.
Do you guys feel like you're on schedule with many things, or ahead schedule, or behind a little bit? I mean, how's it gone in 2020 with everything with COVID and everything else affecting people? And I'm sure sickness, illness, whatever, people want to be careful.
Yeah, you always want to be further ahead. I'm a aggressive person, so I always feel like we're, you know, 10 years behind. But I would say definitely with COVID, it's been a little bit tougher. You know, there's some things where it's just easier to meet in person with people, you know, and talk through stuff and do that. So you're kind of at a weird spot. You're like, well, can we gather? Can we spread out, do it safely, or should we just wait till things, you know, tone down here a little bit, or what do we do? So that definitely has some effect on some other projects that require a lot of people interaction, you know, whether it's a drainage project or something like that. You really want to get it off the ground, but you're like, man, I just need to meet with a lot of people. Well, I don't really want to do that just right now, you know? So that's definitely presented some unique challenges. I mean, you try to Zoom with people, but it's just either not the same or they just don't have that capability or I don't know. You just don't do it that way sometimes. So that's definitely presented some challenges, but you know, on the flip side, you know, we really have gotten a lot of things off. You know, you look at the amount of projects and the level of projects that are going to be getting off the ground or moving forward, you know, whether it's the solar farm or that North Walnut or the water plant. I mean, these are, you know, especially the water plant and to a lesser degree North Walnut. I mean, those are, you know, generational type projects, you know, and solve big time problems or issues that have been around for decades. So the fact that we are moving forward with those and COVID maybe helped in a way with that. You know, it sometimes provides a little bit more funding. You know, I can think with the water plant and the and North Walnut, for example, it's not great if you're a saver, but for you know, somebody that has to do some financing for those projects, you know, interest rates, you know, have been at historic lows for a decade or more, but now they're really low. You know what I mean? Like we're talking, you know, 1% or 1.25%. So, I mean, that's incredible when you think about that, when you're having to get that kind of money. And the big thing with it is, you know, it's so cheap that, you know, the time value of money and the way things get more expensive, I mean, it's just smart to do it right now and get it out of the way. So, yeah, there's some things that benefit you from that, you know, that probably wouldn't have been that way if they'd just been normal, still been low, but, you know, this cuts it in half, you know, that's still a lot of money when you extrapolate that over a lot of money, you know? Right. So yeah, there's been some benefits with that. You know, I feel like some of the regulatory agencies we have to deal with at first weren't very accessible, but now they're a little bit more accessible. You know, a lot of them are still working from home or whatever. Mm-hmm. So we're able to, it seems like you're almost able to get a hold of them a little bit easier, a little bit better. So that's helped getting some approval on some of this stuff, but we'll see what 2021 holds. You know, what I could foresee, you know, especially if, you know, let's say things go right and, you know, by spring or early summer, we're, you know, kind of, you know, I don't know what, I hate to say these types of words, but, you know, you're at some sort of whatever normal is or whatever. Right. You know, you could see a real big backlog, you know, it could you know, you gotta, it's like a funnel, you know, so all the stuff's kind of gathered here and it's all trying to push out, you know, and, and that could be a real problem. So that could be interesting as everybody's going to try to be scrambling to do something all at the same time, you know, but that's just part of it.
Right. Got about 60 seconds left before we get top of the hour real quickly. I know I had this question for you, and I'm sure there's some other people may be interested, is like Parks and Rec basketball, you know, little kids basketball. It's different because with COVID and everything else. So do they have a kind of a preliminary plan so kids could still play down the line?
Yeah, Lynn and I had talked about that about a month ago, and you know, probably more than a month ago. We were getting ready for that first quarter Parks and Rec brochure, and we kind of foresaw, and we kind of saw it was just starting that wave that we're in right now, and we kind of were saying, hey, you know what, hopefully by January, February, we're kind of on the backside of that, which seems to be trending that way. You don't know, who knows, but so we kind of figured, hey, we maybe just push it back 2 months into March, and we're not dealing with that, you know, we don't want to be the cause for school cancellation, you know, whatever. So if we kind of get back to that lower part of the wave that we were before, then we feel that maybe we can pull that off. So we just kind of pushed it 2 months, and we'll kind of reassess here in another month or so and see where we're at. And
it makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. Why push it when you don't have to? Yeah. And if we can make it happen, then we'll make it happen.
Exactly. You know, might just be a little later. We can handle that.
That's right.
The kids would appreciate it, I'm sure. Jason, Happy New Year to you. Hope you had a great Christmas. We'll talk to you again in 2021. Everybody's probably like, finally!
Yeah, see you next year.
Thanks, Jason. Yep. Jason Raby, City Manager of Beloit, our guest today on Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems.